Tonight, for the church family night, I want to talk to you about what's truly important to you. What is it that makes you happy? What is it that makes you smile? Think about it even today. Is it a football game? Is it a song? Is it a video game? I saw a big group back here hovering around somebody's screen. Is that what makes you smile? Is it a gift? Is it a puppy? Is it a toy that really makes you smile, that is really important? Is it a movie? A superhero? You know, my kids put on superhero outfits, go running around the house, right? Is it a dress? Is it something new? Is it a book? Is it a relationship? What is it that's really important to you? Another way to think about that is, what do you talk about? What do you talk about? What's the topic of your conversation? If you catch you on a normal day after church or after Sunday school or after the Bible study, even just on the sidewalk, what is it that you like to talk about? What is the conversation revolve around? Is it guns? Is it hunting? Is it fishing? Is it Alaska things? Is it an earthquake? I know it was an earthquake this morning a lot. There's a lot of talk about that. Another way to think of it, what would really bum you out if you lost it? What is it that you would really be bummed about if you didn't have anymore? If you had to give something up, what would be really tough to give up? I was pondering this tonight as I was thinking about it. I'd talked to Scott a couple weeks ago as to what to teach on tonight. And he thought, as we started a new fighter verse set, I should teach on why we should memorize the scripture. I was thinking about that. Okay, what text should I go to? Why should we memorize the scripture? You know, I think I'll teach on my favorite psalm. My favorite, it's a little psalm. It's Psalm 119. So open your Bibles to Psalm 119. Now, kids, if you don't have a Bible in front of you, make sure you get a Bible. There's pew Bibles, right? And so if you can read, get a Bible. It's almost the dead center of the Bible is the book of Psalms. And in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119 is the largest one. And so you'll probably find it right away. 119, Psalm 119. It's 1,064 words in the Hebrew, right? It's 176 verses in our English Bible translation. And as you notice, it's broken up into 22 different sections. Each section starts with a Hebrew letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So there's 22 Hebrew letters, and each one has a heading of a Hebrew letter. And each verse in that section, there's 8 verses in each section, each verse in that section starts with that Hebrew letter. So it's an acrostic. It's an acrostic psalm. It's a pretty neat idea for memorizing, for remembering what the psalm has to say. Now, when we look at the psalm, we look at the top of it, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet." And then it goes into Aleph. That's what my Bible heading says, Psalm 119. Notice it doesn't say who wrote this psalm. Now, some have speculated over the years, who wrote this psalm? Is it a psalm of David? Most of the psalms of David have a psalm of David on them. Was it Solomon, possibly, that wrote this psalm? Some scholars suggest it was someone later, maybe Hezekiah. I'd like to think Jeremiah possibly wrote the psalm. Some even say it was later, even into the exile, because it talks about persecution in over 40 of the verses of the psalm. There's persecution, and it deals with that. And so there's a real question about who wrote this psalm. We don't really know who wrote this psalm, but we do know what it's about, don't we? We know what the theme of this psalm is. The theme of this psalm is the word of God. And the psalmist delight in it because of his love for the Lord. And as we think about this psalm, I want us to delight in the word of God because of our love for the Lord. I want us to worship him. And as we think about what scripture memorization, what motivates us to read the Bible, what motivates us to memorize the scripture, I pray it's because we love the Lord and we want to delight in his word. We want to worship him through his word like the psalmist does. Now, as I said, every verse in this psalm has to do with the word of God. Now, you'll look at it and you'll say, wait a second. There's law, testimonies, there's word, there's sayings. There's all different words, all different synonyms that are used to explain God's word, God's revelation to us. Actually, there's 10 different synonyms that are used to speak of God's word. The word law is used 25 times. And that really is instruction or body of teaching. We understand that. The word is used 20 times, and that's referring to God's revelation. Sayings is used 19 times. It's really a synonym of word. Word or sayings, speakings. Commandments. How many of you know the Ten Commandments? Yeah, we understand commandments. Definite, authoritative commandments. We understand that. Statutes. It's used 21 times. The things that are inscribed. It's always in the plural. Right? It's speaking of God's revelation on us again, his statutes, his judgments, his binding law on us, his precepts. It's a poetic word. Really means his instructions to us, his injunctions to us, used 21 times. His testimonies, used 22 times. All these words speak of God's word, God's revelation to us. We're going to read it tonight. And as we read this text, I want you to think of this. What is the author's view of God's word? What is this psalm telling us about God's word? What does it mean to the author? What does God's word mean to the author? How much does he desire to obey it? How does he worship the Lord in this psalm? And how valuable is his word? And as you read it, I want you to take out a pencil and a paper, a crayon if you got one, kids, or a colored pencil and a piece of paper. And as we read it, if a verse just stands out to you, write that verse number down, and then you can share it afterwards. When we think our way through this psalm about what this psalm is telling us about God and his word and our delight in God's word. All right, so that's our plan. Let's go ahead, and before we read God's word, let's pray out of the psalm here. Verse 18. Heavenly Father, open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things from your law. We pray this in your name. Amen. Look at Psalm 119 with me. Blessed are those whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart, who also do no wrong but walk in his ways. You have commanded your precepts to keep them diligently. Oh, that my ways may be steadfast in keeping your statutes. Then I shall not be put to shame. Having my eyes fixed on all your commandments, I will praise you with an upright heart. When I learn your righteous rules, I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight, as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander far from your commandments. Take away from me scorn and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Even though princes sit plotting against me, your servant will meditate on your statutes. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Give me life according to your word. When I told you of my ways, you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous works. My soul melts away from sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Put false ways far from me, and graciously teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I set your rules before me. I cling to your testimonies, O Lord. Let me not be put to shame. I will run in the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm your servant, your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life. Let your steadfast love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I shall have an answer for him who taunts me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I hope in your rules. I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. I shall walk in a wide place, for I have sought your precepts. I will also speak of your testimonies before kings and shall not be put to shame. For I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. I will lift up my hands toward your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promises give me life. The insolent utterly deride me, but I do not turn away from your law. When I think of your rules from of old, I take comfort, O Lord. Hot indignation seizes me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have become my songs in the house of my sojourning. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and keep your law. This blessing has fallen to me, that I have kept your precepts. The Lord is my portion. I promise to keep your words. I entreat your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Though the cords of the wicked ensnare me, I do not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rules. I am a companion to those who fear you, of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your steadfast love. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The insolent smear me with lies, but with my whole heart I keep your precepts. Their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you shall see me and rejoice because I've hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your rules are righteous and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise to your servant. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the insolent be put to shame, because they have wronged me with falsehood. As for me, I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, and they may know your testimonies. May my heart be blameless in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. My soul longs for your salvation. I hope in your word. My eyes long for your promise. I ask, when will you comfort me? For I have become like a wineskin in the smoke, yet I have not forgotten your statutes. How long must your servant endure? When will you judge those who persecute me? The insolent have dug pitfalls for me. They do not live according to your law. All your commandments are sure. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me. They have almost made an end of me on the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. In your steadfast love, give me life, that I may keep your testimonies of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth, and it stands fast. By your appointment, they stand this day, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. The wicked lie in wait to destroy me, but I consider your testimonies. I have seen a limit to all perfection by your commandment, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn an oath and confirmed it to keep your righteous rules. I am severely afflicted. Give me life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept my freewill offering of praise, O Lord, and teach me your rules. I hold my life in my hand continually, but I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, but I do not stray from your precepts. Your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I incline my heart to perform your statutes forever to the end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, that I may keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your promise, that I may live, and let me not be put to shame in my hope. Hold me up, that I may be safe, and have regard for your statutes continually. You spurn all who go astray from your statutes, for their cunning is in vain. All the wicked of the earth you discard like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you. I am afraid of your judgments. I have done what is just and right. I do not leave me to my oppressors. Give your servant a pledge of good. Let not the insolent oppress me. My eyes long for your salvation and for the fulfillment of your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your steadfast love and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Therefore, I consider all your precepts to be right. I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, my soul keeps them. The unfolding of your word gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant because I long for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, as is your way with those who love your name. Keep steady my steps according to your promise, and let no iniquity get dominion over me. Redeem me from man's oppression, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. My eye sheds streams of tears because people do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and right are your rules. You have appointed your testimonies in righteousness and in all faithfulness. My zeal consumes me because my foes forget your words. Your promise is well tried, and your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is righteous forever, and your law is true. Trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. Your testimonies are righteous forever. Give me understanding that I may live. With my whole heart I cry, answer me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I call to you, save me, that I may observe your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your words. My eyes are awake before the watches of the night, that I may meditate on your promise. Hear my voice according to your steadfast love. O Lord, according to your justice, give me life. They draw near who persecute me with evil purpose. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and your commandments are true. Long have I known from your testimonies that you have founded them forever. Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust, because they do not keep your commandments. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my plea come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips pour forth praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue will sing of your word, for all your commandments are right. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live and praise you, and let your rules help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Now, how many of you have read Psalm 119 before, the whole thing straight through? All right. How many of you, that was your first time reading Psalm 119? Yeah. Isn't it an amazing psalm? Think of the psalmist and his delight in this psalm. As you are thinking through it, how many times it says, oh, how I love your word, how I delight in your word. Your word is more precious than gold, than silver, than treasure. I treasure your words in my heart. Psalm is really a prayer, isn't it? It's a prayer to God to keep him in that love for his word, to give him that love for his word. It's a prayer of praise to God for his word. As we think of those verses, those 176 verses, what verses stuck out to you as you were reading through it, what just like popped out to you as verses that are very important about the author's view of Scripture and how important his word is? What did you have? You can just read the verse for me. Tell me the verse and just read it if you want. Or you can tell me the verse and I'll read it. What stood out to you as to the importance of God's word, as to the author's delight in God's word? Yes, Scott.
If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I see the psalmist seeing God's word as, if he doesn't have it, he's going to die. But, and he realizes that his word is what sustains him and giving him life.
So exactly. It is a life and death to him. He says that over and over, your word gives me life. What other verses stuck out to you as you were reading through it? Did you write any down? Did you keep your finger there? 103 and 104, Lance. You wonder if he has read Psalm 19, right? As the psalmist there, David, says that it's sweeter than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. In a very similar way, the sweetest thing they could think of, that's what God's word was to him. It's sweet to his taste. It's sweeter and better than anything he could indulge in with his mouth. That's God's word to him. Who else has a verse that stuck out to you? Yes, Hannah. Yeah, I rise before dawn, cry for help, right? Here's his prayer life. Here's his meditation life. Here's his time in God's word. I hope in your words. It's his prayer constantly. He makes it a commitment of his to be in God's word. Who else has one? Justin.
Verse 11.
Now that one's a little well known, isn't it? And what does it say? Yeah, that I might not sin against you. And we know that word, I like the NSB version there, I have treasured your word in my heart. That idea that it's something that I will grab onto, I'll treasure it more than Legos, more than anything else, right? That God's word is going to be what I'm going to hide in my heart. It's what I'm going to put into me, not the sports statistics, not the hunting information. It's God's word that I'm going to just latch onto, and it's going to be my delight. What others? Philip, did you have one? You looked up at one point. Anybody else have a verse that stood out to me? You? All right, James. Verse 66. Teach me good concern, good judgment, good and knowledge. It's a prayer. I believe your commandments. It's God who is the author of wisdom. It's God who gives wisdom. And so he prays that God would teach him according to his commandments. You had one in the back there? Oh, I have that one written down here. Better than thousands of gold and silver pieces, right? Better than winning the Powerball lottery. God's law, right? Right. We don't a lot of times have thousands of pieces of gold and silver. That's a lot of change in our pockets, right? And it's not really gold or silver. But yet it's saying better than what's most cherished, better than what's most valuable, better than what's most treasured is God's law. It's his word. It's his word. Anybody else have one that stuck out to them as you were reading? Yes, Ben. Isn't that what God does in those times when we feel like that, when our soul is melting away, when we're in the midst of trouble, when we're in the midst of the trial, God strengthens us according to his word. It's this steadfast law that endures forever. Yes, Tim. 176. Yeah, all we like sheep have gone astray. You can sort of hear that, Isaiah 53, and as he writes this, I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. Just as the good shepherd knows his sheep and seeks his sheep. This psalm should give us a delight for God's word. It should fuel our desire for God's word. I was thinking through it. Just think about the way he speaks of God's word. He says in Psalm 119:89, forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Right? It's God's word that's not going to change. It's God's word that's going to endure forever. It's forever fixed in the heavens. Psalm 119:16, he sees that God's word is where truth comes from, not Google, right? He says, I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. It's his statutes. It's what he loves. He will long for that. He says, the sum of your word is truth in 160. Every one of your righteous rules endures forever. Did you catch that? The sum of your word is truth. Jesus said this in John 17:35. Thy word is truth. It's the sum of your word that's truth. Every one of your righteous rules endures forever. That's where truth is found. It's in God's word. How does he worship through the word? Did he catch that? God's word causes him to sing and to worship God. Psalm 119:172, my tongue will sing of your word. All your commandments are right. It's almost as if we correlate that to Colossians 3, where it says, let the word of God richly dwell within you. And how does that come out? Singing to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. It's God's word that we delight in. It's God's word that leads us to worship him. It's his word set to music as we worship him. As we started out, what do you love? What do you love? What does the psalmist love? Did it stick out to you all the times it says, oh, how I love your law. Oh, how I love your word. Like 127, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold. Wow. That's God's law. Back in verse 47, the same truth the psalmist says. He says, I find delight in your commandments, which I love. I find delight in your commandments. Those are what I love. That's what satisfies me. That's what I want to know more of. That's what I want to seek after. I delight in your commandments. We can see this so many times. Verse 97. Oh, how I love your law. It's my meditation all the day long. It's what I murmur about. It's what's going through my mind. It's what I'm thinking about and repeating over and over. That's what I'm thinking on. That's what I'm dwelling on. That's what's richly dwelling within me. I meditate on God's law, says the psalmist. Verse 119, the same truth. He says, all the wicked you discard like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. See, the wicked don't have that. Those who don't know God don't know his word. God will judge them. He discards them. As it says in Psalm 2, he laughs a laugh of derision over those who are wicked, who rise up against him. But, oh, how I love your testimonies. God's judgment should cause us to love his word all the more. His word brings life. How many times does he say, I delight in your word? I delight in your word. It's what gives me life. It's what brings me joy. Verse 14, in the way of righteousness, or in the way of your testimonies, I delight as much as in all riches. Right, that's often a comparison, right? That riches versus God's word. Because of our love for God, we delight in his word rather than those little things that perish, like gold and silver and dollar bills and houses and cars and those things of this world. He says, that's not what true wealth is. Those are things that'll fade. But God's word, it endures forever. Verse 16, I delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Verse 24, you'll see this over and over. Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. Isn't that true? God's word gives us counsel. God's word gives us wisdom. It's his testimonies that are our delight. They are the ones that speak truth into our lives. Verse 35, lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Verse 47, I find my delight in your commandments, which I love. Verse 70, he says, their heart is unfeeling like fat, but I delight in your law. The difference between an unbeliever and a believer, unbeliever could care less about God's word. One who knows the Lord, oh, I delight in your law. They're unfeeling when it comes to the word, but oh, how we love the Lord and we delight in his word. Verse 77, let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Verse 92, if your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Verse 143, he says, trouble and anguish have found me out, but your commandments are my delight. And then near the end, verse 174, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. You start to understand this man loves the Lord, and his word means more than anything. He delights in God's word. Now, as I said, I picked this psalm because why should we memorize God's word? When it really comes down to it, is it because you get a treat downstairs? Is it because you can quote something and you know, in your Sunday school class and everyone's like, wow, you memorized him? Is it so your parents will say, good job? Why should we meditate on God's word? Why should we memorize God's word? Why should we read God's word? Why should we take time out of our busy days to spend in God's word? Look at verse 11 again. I think my son brought this up. Verse 11 gives us why. He says, your word have I treasured in my heart, NASB says, that I might not sin against you. See, as we treasure God's word in our heart, it leads us to holiness. It leads us to sanctification away from sin and towards righteousness. He says, thy word have I treasured. As we meditate on God's word, we turn to God instead of to sin. We turn to God in faith, believing his promises rather than believing the easy pleasures of sin. He says, thy word have I hidden in my heart. I've treasured it in my heart that I may not sin against you. By memorizing God's word, by hiding it in our hearts, we're kept from sinning against God. This is what Jesus did. He quoted scripture. And I know oftentimes, well, he was God. He knew it all. He had written it all. But yet he lived life as a man, the man Christ Jesus. The word became flesh and dwelt with us. I truly believe he memorized God's word. And he was able to quote God's word when temptation came, when the devil came to tempt him in the wilderness. And he's given us the same example then to follow by hiding God's word in our heart that we might not sin against him. Why should we memorize God's word? Why should we read God's word? It comes back down to the heart of the psalm because we love the Lord and therefore we want to delight in his word. We want to know him more, and the only place we know him more is through his revelation to us. And so as we think about it, and think about your own life, and if you look at your life, you say, I don't like reading God's word. Some of you may be here that way. It's a chore to me to read God's word. You have to stop and think. Take evaluation of your heart. Where's your heart? It might be swift to run towards sin. And that's what's the clogging up what truly matters. That's what's keeping you from delighting in God. It may be sin that's in your life that you've habitually run after. And that's what's filling the place where God's word should be, where the love of God should be. You're loving your flesh instead. That very well could be. What's the answer then? Confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive us of sin, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Turn back to his word. Turn back to the Lord. But it might be even a worse symptom. The symptom of not loving God's word may be that you don't love God. You may not find in your heart the love for Christ. That you've actually been saved from your sin and saved from this world and saved from that which you used to delight in and what you shouldn't delight in is still your delight and you're still dead in trespasses and sins. And how does that show up? It's doing whatever you want to do in your heart. See, if your heart's not converted, it's not going to choose to turn after Christ. It's not going to choose to give up your time to spend in God's word. It's not going to choose to give up your money and affection to rather than go after the things of this world, to go after Christ and his word and delight in him and his ways. You may find that you haven't actually put your faith in Christ. You haven't repented to turn to him for salvation, and therefore there's no heart change. There's not a new creation. And therefore, God's word finds no place in your heart. If that's the case, repent. The Bible says now is the time of salvation. Now is the time to turn to the Lord and beg his forgiveness. Turn away from your sin and turn to Christ and find life. God's word is life. That's what the psalm says. In God is found true life, and his word sustains our life. Another way, as we think about it, you could look back and say, well, no, maybe I'm not in sin, and I do love the Lord. Do I delight in his word? Do I pray what the psalmist says? Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law. Do I actually seek God's guidance for my time in Scripture? Do I ask that his Holy Spirit would open my eyes to understand the truth that I'm reading? So I'm not just logging in chapters, yep, check, 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 but I'm allowing God's word through his Holy Spirit to speak to me, that the truth then applies to my heart. And it may be that your love for Christ has gone cold because your love for his word isn't there. And then I would encourage you to make this your prayer. Make this psalm your prayer, whether it's a section at a time, but pray this to the Lord and he will answer that. I found that to be true every time. You pray, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law, and you read God's word and something will stand out to you. It will, because that Spirit has promised to open our eyes, to give us the understanding of his word. Pray that God would give you an understanding and a delight in his word. Because why do we memorize the word? Because we love the Lord and we want to love him more. We want to know him more. We want to delight in him. And so I just want to encourage you. The scripture memorization should come from a heart that loves Christ and delights in his word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we think of this psalm, the psalm that speaks of your word and your revelation to us. Lord, like the psalmist, we pray that we would have a delight in your word. Give us a fresh desire to know you, to love you, and to seek you in your word. Your word is what gives us life. Your word is what sustains us. Your word does show us who you are and teaches us to love you more. I pray, Lord, that each one of us would anew and afresh seek after you and seek you through your word. We pray this in your name. Amen.